If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Tonight, the extreme weather battering nearly every region of the U.S. with heat, storms, flooding, and fires. A third of America under weather alerts, and a half a million Americans in the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley without power after damaging thunderstorms. And the historic flooding that's closed Yellowstone National Park, as this shocking video shows the destructive strength of the river. The economic anxiety, with the cost of food and air travel skyrocketing, the president on the defense, and the Fed is expected to raise interest rates, what it means for your home loan and credit card. 1 month since the massacre in Buffalo, the big news out of the nation's capital as a key Republican signals support for gun safety legislation. Sex abuse in the Southern Baptist Church. Our interview with the survivor as leaders meet.
It started with sleepovers.
American innovation. The Georgia college with a 99% employment rate for recent grads. So what's their secret? The consumer warning over a popular Fisher-Price rocker for babies and toddlers. What parents need to know. A big announcement from Serena Williams. After a year on the sidelines, what's next for the tennis superstar? And the U.S. Army celebrates its 247th birthday. A look at the branch's past and future.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this hot Tuesday night, and it's still technically spring. Tonight, there's severe weather that is impacting virtually every corner of the nation. Excessive heat watches and warnings are in effect in more than a dozen states, and more than 170 million Americans will see temperatures above 90 degrees. Flooding across parts of Montana and Wyoming forced the closure of Yellowstone National Park just as the summer tourist season was kicking into high gear. Look at this video. Just in shows a rock slide narrowly missing a car that was exiting the park. Wildfires in Arizona and California forced thousands to evacuate. And in the Midwest, severe storms damaged buildings, downed trees, and knocked out power to thousands in the Chicago area. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, and CBS's Adriana Diaz will start us off from Chicago, which hit 100 degrees for the first time in nearly a decade. Good evening, Adriana.
Good evening, Nora. And with the humidity, it feels like 107 degrees. And that's not conjecture. That is the heat index. This is a tale of two cities. Last night, we had torrential rain and tornado warnings. Today, the sun is out with dangerous heat. Outside, there's no place to hide. But Chicagoans desperate to cool off flocked to Lake Michigan.
It's a sign of what's to come. It's going to be a hot summer.
The extreme heat could be deadly, with at least 15,000 people in the Chicago area out of power and air conditioning because of this.
Look at this wind. Holy crap.
A supercell thunderstorm pushed through the area last night, triggering a tornado warning in the nation's third largest city. The high winds peeled the roof off this three-story apartment building.
We all went to the basement to make sure that we were safe and call 911.
Wind gusts as high as 98 miles per hour slammed into Fort Wayne, Indiana, blowing a hole through this airport hangar. Today in Milwaukee, the body of a 10-year-old boy was found after he got swept away in a drainage ditch during the downpour. Two adults went after him and were also pulled under. At Yellowstone National Park, torrential rains pushed the river to nearly 14 feet, the highest ever recorded. Major flooding even swept away homes.
That is insane.
Washing up bridges and forcing evacuations.
Oh my God.
There's little relief out west, where a wildfire forced evacuations near Flagstaff, Arizona, fueled by strong winds and dry grass. Back here in Chicago, officials are urging each other to check on themselves, to check on their neighbors, and go to cooling centers if needed. Now, there are people here, like we mentioned, that don't have power, don't have AC, and nationwide, roughly 600,000 people are out of power due to these storms. Nora?
And thanks to you and the crew for braving the heat tonight. Thank you, Adriana. The record-breaking heat wave will grow in the days ahead as it pushes east, impacting nearly a third of the nation with above-normal temperatures. For the forecast, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Well, Nora, good evening to you. Certainly more dangerous thunderstorms in our forecast and excessive heat. This is an exclusive view of what the skies could look like over Minneapolis, Minnesota come tomorrow morning. Storms will last through the morning, the afternoon, and the evening across the Midwest. For many of us, it could mean a threat for some tornadoes as well. The morning commute brings wild thunderstorms through the Twin Cities. Lunchtime also storming. And then the cold front catches up and more storms slide through Green Bay, Milwaukee, Chicago, back down through Kansas City through the afternoon and evening. The oppressive heat is there once again. Temperatures mid-90s to low 100s. Indianapolis, 96. A place like Nashville, Thursday, looking for 199 in Memphis. Heat index, Nora, likely to go 105 to 110 in most of these cities.
Thank you, Mike. Well, from the summer heat to white-hot inflation spikes, President Biden defended his economic record in Philadelphia today, arguing that the unemployment rate remains near a 50-year low. And with gas prices hitting record levels, the White House today announced the president will visit Saudi Arabia. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
The expected interest rate hike comes as everything from gas and food to air travel have seen the largest annual increase in nearly 40 years. President Biden today said reining in rising prices was his top priority.
We put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem is worse everywhere but here, inflation. It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
While the Federal Reserve tries to tackle surging inflation, interest rate hikes could potentially create more economic pain for consumers by increasing borrowing costs and discouraging spending.
If they raise rates by too much or too quickly, they run the risk of slowing things down so much that we tip into a recession. And right now, the Fed is in a very unenviable position.
Soaring rental rates in Brooklyn prompted Daniel to put an offer on a home in New Jersey, which he did quickly ahead of tomorrow's action by the Fed.
I would say the only difference is that with interest rates rising, we decided to buy perhaps a little faster than we otherwise would have. We might have spent a couple more months looking if interest rates were still lower.
Mortgage rates have steadily increased this year, already up by 2 percentage points, which has slowed home sales, an average of 550 more a month than a year ago, based on a median priced house of $425,000.
What does higher interest rates mean for consumers?
So the real direct impact is usually felt with short-term borrowing. That's usually a credit card. But it can actually impact longer-term interest rates as well. And those rates can mean that perhaps you pay more for even a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
The experts say if you're considering buying a house, you probably don't want to wait for the interest rates to go back down because it may be a while. After tomorrow's expected hike, the Fed will likely forecast additional large rate hikes through the rest of the year. Nora?
Meg Oliver, thank you. Now to the war in Ukraine. Fighting rages in the country's eastern Donbas region as Ukrainian troops are holding out inside a key industrial city. Russian forces have blown up the bridges and ordered those remaining to, quote, surrender or die. CBS's Chris Livesay is on the ground in Ukraine.
With Russian forces closing in, the people of Donbas flee for their lives. When will Putin be satisfied? Oksana cries. Where should I go? Where will I sleep at night? In Severodonetsk, a linchpin in the region, the Russian military blew up this bridge, trapping around 10,000 people inside. To save them and others, Ukraine is pleading for more weapons, 1,000 drones, 500 tanks, and 1,000 howitzers. Heavy artillery to tip the balance, says Joe Goddard, a former British soldier now training Ukrainians.
The Ukrainians are running out of the artillery. The Russians can keep it up longer than the Ukrainians can. We could start seeing the front line coming back the other way.
That long-range artillery is also critical to protecting Ukraine's food. Russia continues to attack the country's water and crops. While Russia's naval blockade in the Black Sea has left some 25 million tons of grain to rot in Ukraine's ports, most of it earmarked for developing countries like South Sudan. Today, citing skyrocketing global food costs, the World Food Program announced it was slashing aid to the impoverished African nation.
We have taken the painful step to suspend food assistance to 1.7 million people. And these are people that are experiencing emergency and crisis levels of food insecurity.
And South Sudan isn't the only developing country to suffer. The World Food Program normally sources about half of its grain from Ukraine. But now, because of Putin's blockade, it's warning that millions of people around the world will die. Nora.
Chris Livesay, thank you. Well, today a somber ceremony was held in Buffalo, New York, marking 1 month since 10 people were shot to death in a supermarket. The 18-year-old suspect is accused of targeting his victims because they were black. And today, a breakthrough in Congress, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell signaled his support for a bipartisan framework that includes expanded background checks for gun buyers between 18 and 21 years old. Negotiators hope to finish writing the bill this week. Tonight, a high-stakes meeting is getting underway in Southern California. Delegates from the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest Protestant denomination, are choosing new leaders and confronting shocking allegations of sexual abuse. CBS's Nikki Batiste spoke with a survivor and a warning that some of the details are disturbing.
It started with sleepovers, and you'd have two or three or six boys. That's when the abuse would take place.
In the 1980s, at age 12, David Pittman says the music minister at a Southern Baptist church in Georgia raped him repeatedly.
It would be oral, digital insertion, you name it, it occurred. I froze.
He says Frankie Wiley sexually abused him until he was 15. More than two decades later, Pittman reported Wiley to police, but the statute of limitations had expired. So he says he then told numerous church leaders.
I was told unceremoniously, be quiet, go away, there's nothing we can do for you, but we would like to pray for you.
A new 288-page report by independent firm Guidepost Solutions alleges that the Southern Baptist Convention's executive committee was stonewalling survivors, including Pittman. After the report, SBC leaders released a secret database listing accused pastors and church staff spanning decades.
We need to fix what we've done, and we need to apologize, and we need to be grateful for what the report has exposed so that we can correct it.
In this 2019 email Pittman provided to CBS News, Wiley did confess to sexually assaulting five boys, corroborated in the independent report.
All right, come on, up on your feet.
Yet here Wiley is playing the keyboard at a service this past Sunday in a church that recently cut ties with the SBC.
If you could go to Trinity Community Church and speak to the parishioners there, what would you say?
Wiley is a professional liar. He is a sexual predator. Your children are not safe. Please keep them as far away from him as possible.
I spoke with two other men who share similar stories of sexual abuse by Wiley as young boys. I reached out to Wiley and Trinity Community Church in Georgia where he works, but have not heard back. Wiley has never been charged with a crime. Nora?
Really important reporting. Thank you so much, Nikki. And back here in Washington, the House voted overwhelmingly today to bolster police protection of Supreme Court justices and their families, sending the bill to President Biden's desk. Concern is rising about threats to justices as the court prepares to issue a ruling on abortion rights. Just last week, a man was arrested and charged with attempted murder after threatening to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Now to a challenge facing American colleges with enrollment down 5% over the last 2 years. Among the factors, the pandemic and soaring costs. In tonight's American Innovation, CBS's Mark Strassman visits one school in Georgia that is trying something different.
We can create some fast sketches.
Hey, sneakerheads. For a class in sneaker design.
Because you got time.
Yeah.
I think this is cool.
Or to shoot a virtual commercial in the Arctic.
Can you feel this is real?
Head to SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Not a lot of people, when they're applying for a beauty marketing job, can say they majored in beauty and fragrance in college.
Something's working at SCAD, where design meets technology. 15,000 artistic students. Enrollment was up 9% last year.
We're very oriented toward invention, more so than tradition.
How often is the curriculum critiqued and updated?
More than once a year.
Most popular majors, animation, filmmaking, fashion. Sneaker design is now a minor here, in a curriculum evolving nimbly and practically.
How do you launch a product? How do you bring ideas to life?
And engaging employers.
What are you looking for when you hire for students that are coming out?
SCAD claims students have a 99% employment rate within 10 months of graduation.
No starving artists at SCAD.
No starving artists. And how is that?
You know, creativity is really about invention that's relevant. We don't teach anything that you can't get a good job in.
SCAD has an entire school dedicated to business innovation.
Our students want to work at Disney, Google, L'Oreal, and those businesses want to hire, and they do hire from SCAD.
Employers now circle. SCAD graduated more than 3,200 students this month. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
Looks like a fun college, too.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight, there is important news for parents. Fisher-Price and the Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a stern warning about the company's infant-to-toddler and newborn-to-toddler rockers after at least 13 babies died between 2009 and 2021. This is not a recall, but parents are advised the rocker should never be used for sleep and infants should never be unsupervised or unrestrained. And two big developments tonight in tennis. The U.S. Open will allow players from Russia and Belarus to play this year, despite the war in Ukraine, as long as they compete under a neutral flag. And Serena Williams will play at Wimbledon after being awarded a wild card entry. Williams hasn't competed since a leg injury forced her to drop out last year. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville commemorated the Army's 247th birthday today with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We spent time with the branch's highest-ranking officer to talk about how the revered institution is changing.
The Army's history is America's history, and it's a very proud history at that.
A history older than the Declaration of Independence and America itself. 247 years of Army Strong. What should people know about the Army of 2022?
We're living up to the legacy of those who have gone before us. When you take a look around the museum, you see all the streamers that represent all the campaigns that American soldiers have fought over the years.
190 military campaigns, from the Revolutionary War to the War on Terror.
The Army is people. And the Army is soldiers.
The museum is designed not to honor the institution, but those in uniform.
People are our most important asset, our most important weapon system, and our greatest strength.
People are the most important weapon system.
Absolutely.
And General McConville says that's why the Army of today is prioritizing quality of life for those who serve, which hasn't always been the case. Some military housing, for instance, is so unsafe that Congress is investigating.
One way that the Army has changed is really, you know, have to take care of families.
That's right. That's right. 89% of our leaders have families. So we got to make sure that they have good housing, they have health care, child development centers, because many have kids that we need to take care of.
Both of us have military families. The general's wife, Maria, and three children are all Army, as are my father and sister.
We recruit soldiers, but we retain families.
So while the Army itself may be old at 247 years, it's preparing for the new generation of soldiers.
Happy birthday.
We end tonight celebrating Flag Day, the 13 stripes and 50 stars that have become a symbol of freedom around the world through the good and the bad, when we honor our heroes and American innovation, or remember the worst of times and the best. Our flag was still there and always will be. I'm Nora O'Donnell in our nation's capital. Good night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.